T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're talking about coronavirus this morning. What you need to know. Charlene Ludlow is joining us live, Vice President and Chief Quality and Safety Officer for Great Lakes Health. Charlene, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it seems you can't get away from it. It's constantly in the news. We're watching this flight that's coming to the U.S. from Wuhan, China today. There's no confirmed cases in New York State. They're still testing a few, but it only seems like a matter of time at this point. What do we know about the spread of this virus?
Well, this is a coronavirus, and each coronavirus is a little bit different, but this coronavirus is not the same as the SARS virus or the MERS virus that we saw in previous outbreaks that we've seen. With this coronavirus, what we're seeing is people developing symptoms like runny nose, headaches, cough, sore throat. And the problem right now is it's very similar to the flu symptoms, which are much more common right now in Western New York.
Looking at the fears over the coronavirus, you know, last week we were talking with a doctor who said, you know, you really should be much more concerned about just the average flu that's around this time of year. What do you notice when something like this makes headlines and maybe detracts away from a more imminent danger to people here in Western New York?
We have to keep in mind, influenza this year is very heavy, and we've seen a lot of influenza A and B both at the same time this year. So we have to really keep in mind, first, if people are developing respiratory symptoms, probably they need to be tested for influenza. Unless they've had direct travel or been in China in the Wuhan area, we are doing, at each of the hospitals, we are doing travel histories on people. But there are still a lot of people coming into the hospitals who have respiratory symptoms but have not traveled. So we really have to keep that respiratory symptoms as our primary target. And we're doing respiratory screening on people for influenza before we would jump over to thinking that maybe they had something like a coronavirus.
You know, the travel history question, is that something new that they're doing at local hospitals, or do they always do that?
We've been doing it since 2014, back when Ebola was a big issue. We started doing travel histories on everyone, and we've continued to do those since 2014.
What about the incubation period for coronavirus? Do you know about that? Like how long you have to find out, to wait?
For the incubation time, from time of exposure to when people would develop symptoms, currently they're thinking it's 2 to 10 days. Now, again, we're getting new information every day on this coronavirus. They're really doing a lot of genetic testing on this and trying to determine the source of this coronavirus. In the past, coronaviruses have been associated with animals, and that's also what they're believing this one is associated with. But the actual onset of symptoms usually is 2 to 10 days. So our screenings that we're doing at the hospitals, we're looking for the travel in the last 14 days.
Even though it's not, an imminent threat to the area or to people here, do you still have a plan in place if there was to be a case here in Western New York?
Well, we've had a plan for quite a while because when we had SARS way back in 2003, we developed an emerging infections plan. So all of the hospitals in the area do have emerging infections plans. And basically, we, you know, have these people when we suspect respiratory symptoms, we will use standard precautions as well as contact and airborne precautions, using masks, gloves, and gowns, just making sure that the most important piece, though, out of all of that is hand washing, making sure that everybody is doing hand washing with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, or if there's no soap or sinks available, then going to the alcohol-based products and using those often.
Yeah, I was just going to say, some of this is common sense, right?
Some of it is just that respiratory symptom piece, no matter if it's a coronavirus, influenza, or whatever else happens to be, you know, the virus right now spreading, the alcohol-based products are excellent, and using them often really helps decrease the risks. There's something we have that's called respiratory etiquette that we always try to teach people about, and that is making sure they're covering their cough and using their like elbows, not the hands for that, doing the hand hygiene. And also just a reminder to people that, you know, if you are sick, please, you know, do not go to work or do not spread that to other people. Do not go and visit people in the hospital. You want to actually keep your germs contained to yourself and then, you know, just be thoughtful of other people.
You know, we were talking this morning. There was a movie about a contagious virus that hadn't been released in a lot of years that's all of a sudden got, you know, a lot more viewers and downloads. Maybe it's related to the coronavirus fears we're seeing. If you log on to Netflix, there's a new pandemic show that they're kind of pushing at the very top of what you might want to watch nowadays. Do you find that, you know, maybe people kind of feed in to the fears of something like this, that when it's in the news, then they watch other things and they kind of get themselves worked up into a frenzy and it becomes more of a fear than it actually is a threat?
Yeah, people are really getting worried now. Anybody who's been to China, near China, talk to somebody from China. I mean, they're at this point really getting concerned, you know, are they at risk? So really, you know, when we try to talk to people about their risk factors, if they've had travel directly, we just try to calm them down from that. But again, we don't want to make it, there's a lot of things we don't know about this coronavirus. So when people do have respiratory symptoms, we do want to have them evaluated. But we also want to make sure that they are getting as much information as possible so they have an educated decision if they really have a risk.
Charlene, we're so glad you could join us this morning. Thank you. That's Charlene Ludlow, Vice President and Chief Quality and Safety Officer for Great Lakes Health.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.